Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, unless you're living in Boston right now, at which point you have a whole new vocabulary for snow. You know, the Inuits have, I think, what is it, 28 terms or something for snow, or maybe it's 120. It's always a lot because it's so much a part of their lives that they have things for wet snow and wet drifting snow and wet drifting snow that's coming horizontally. I mean, so I think Boston, most of the words I suspect in Boston are going to be four letters or less. And let me just say something about snow and shoveling and stuff like that. Women, we're better off doing the shoveling or hiring a high school kid than letting our men do it, because there's a huge number of men every year who perish because they've been shoveling snow. It's just apparently it's a particular behavior that's particularly difficult on their hearts, and it's not as difficult on our hearts. Maybe because we don't macho out and take as much snow into a shovel, but it really is true that if you just didn't have your guy around for a while, you should probably do the show snowing or move to Miami, one or the other, or maybe both. There you go. It turns out the only fatality so far that's been listed from the snow is not a traffic accident, but a 17-year-old kid who was sledding, which is one of the things, remember we talked about 2 weeks ago, about that some towns were banning sledding?
I do remember that, yeah.
So now we have, you know, this is a kid who is probably old enough to ignore the ban, but it is one of those things.
Wow.
Yeah, it almost makes you believe that, you know, when your number's up no matter what, right? Although that's not a reason not to look both ways before you cross the street and wear your seatbelt and take your vitamins and stuff like that. But at any rate, so the major snowstorm that was supposed to kill New York, you know, 2 to 3 feet, was like 6 inches. There are so many thoughts that come to mind with that statement, all of which I'm going to resist. So I actually am on the air again tomorrow as opposed to someone saying, what did she just say? But it turns out to be kind of a minor snowstorm. And they were saying this morning that the city was open again by 7:30. Although, look, I really don't have any objection with people kind of overreacting to a crisis rather than underreacting, because nobody was on the streets. And so the streets were able to be kept clean. And so even though it was supposed to be their state of emergency and everybody was supposed to stay home, and I think some people probably did, but they lifted the travel ban by 7:30 this morning, I think, in New York, and 8 o'clock in New Jersey. So most people went to work. But again, I don't have any trouble with people that are saying, why don't you stay home and let's stay off the roads? And so, and presumably there were a lot of issues that were averted because they overreacted a little bit, but it's, you know, it's okay. Again, you're going to be in the history books much more for overreacting than underreacting, even though, it, you know, people sort of say, wow, you really wussed out on that one. But there was what? I think de Blasio, both de Blasio and Bloomberg got caught with their snowsuits off at one point to disaster for both. So that was, and I suppose, we all the time talk about no good deed goes unpunished. I did something yesterday that was absolutely ill-advised. And, you know, I should have known it. A friend of a friend said, will you take me shopping for consignment couches? Now, consignment, for those of you who don't know, and I guess this is my point, is that people who, I mean, for example, if you live in a very fancy neighborhood with people who change their decor every 3 months, and there's a consignment store, you can sometimes do very well by buying something that, and look, the world, half of you are going to be saying, you're going to be perking up your ears and saying, wow, that's great. And the other half are going to say, what? You're talking about buying someone else's couch? So, and that's my point, I guess, is the world divides very quickly into those two camps. So people think, wow, that's a great idea. What a bargain. No one's ever sat on this couch, or it was too big for the apartment, or they decided it was the wrong color, and they have enough money to kind of indulge themselves, and that they decided that it didn't match the wallpaper, or that a very common problem is people don't measure. They may measure the room, but they don't measure the elevator or the door. And I actually know people who've carved very expensive pieces of furniture in half to get them in. But they're never the same. I mean, you just can't carve up people's pieces of furniture and expect that it'll be the same. So the point is that these people sort of know I'm a bargain shopper. And I didn't know these people directly. And so they called up. They called my number, which was not 855-993-7569. But you guys know my number is 855-3769. And they said, can you take us to some of the stores that you know? And instead of saying, well, gee, why don't I just give you a list? Or what are you looking for? Or something that would have been a little bit analytical. I said, sure. Again, not being really good at saying no. So I knew I was in trouble because, you know, I get off the air every day at 3, right? Noon to 3 Eastern. They showed up at 3 minutes after 3. You know, it takes me a little bit. Manny and I quite often have some things to do after the program, and it just takes a little while to kind of, you know, go comb my hair and brush my teeth. It's not that I brush my teeth before I talk with you guys. I wouldn't dare have bad breath on the air with you guys. But, you know, just, you know, after, you just need a couple minutes, comb your hair, put your shoes on. And they showed up early. I suppose I'm lucky they didn't bang on the door while I was on the air. And I said, look, you know, I'll be ready. You're 15 minutes early. I'll be ready in about 5. And so I should have known from the get-go. Then their friend decides to come along. And their friend has a comment about everything. Well, you know, this isn't a good place. And I finally said in probably not my calmest tone, look, if you want to do this, fine. But if I'm going to do it, you can't comment about everything, especially negatively, because it just makes me uncomfortable. And I was doing, this was the person I was doing the favor for, really, because I didn't know the other two people. And it turns out that the world really divides very quickly into people. And this woman, I finally said, kind of frustrated, although I don't think I sounded mean, I said, look, this is a Macy's. Consignment by definition means that you're going to get probably a better price, but it's just whatever's there. And you have to kind of poke around. You have to use your imagination. And sometimes you have to go to a place, you know, a couple of times. You don't necessarily, on your first trip out, find exactly what you want. Should have known better. No good deed goes unpunished. So this is one of those situations where at the end of it, I think nobody was very happy. But we learned, do we not? We do. Okay, 855-993-7569. Good day to call. If you live in Boston, you're probably snowed in. Hopefully, as far as I know, there are not down power lines. I didn't sort of read anything about that.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, this one. They said that they were 70 mile an hour winds, but I don't think they ever materialized. I think this was one of those ones that was a lot less awful than people expected it to be. You know, it really turned out to be it's a winter storm, and depending on how you feel about snow, I mean, it was like 6 inches, not 3 feet, except Boston. I think Boston's going to get close to 2 feet, but which is a lot of snow. I mean, I've lived in Boston where I had everybody, people couldn't get home, so we had like 15 people in my living room. We didn't have sleeping bags. I think I had 2 sleeping bags. I don't keep 15 sleeping bags just in case it snows, but it was kind of fun. I mean, I things like that, you can either sort of gnash your teeth and be unhappy or decide, you know, it's just an event, and it's one of those things that you tend to remember for a long time. It's the weird things that you tend to remember. And we are rewarded today with National Chocolate Cake Day. I mean, how cool is that?
Pretty
although
cool.
I must say, of all the things, all the chocolate things I love, I like chocolate torte. I like the flourless chocolate cake. But chocolate cake is not actually one of my favorites.
Really?
I suppose because cake isn't one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll eat the icing off, though.
So just like cake in general or chocolate cake specifically?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of cake for some reason. I like pies. I like torts. I mean, I like the flourless chocolate cake because that's basically just frosting.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the lava chocolate cake because that's just basically a little bit of fudge and then the gooey inside. But chocolate cake, not my favorite thing for some reason. So what can I tell you? Maybe it's not dark enough. I like dark chocolate, so maybe that's it. Alrighty, 85 happy chocolate cake to you. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, on National Chocolate Cake Day, there's some actually pretty interesting things that are going on here. And see if you see the same theme that I do. In 1785, the University of Georgia, which is the first public university in the United States. Did you know that? The University of Georgia?
It was first public? I did not know that, no.
See, I should have asked the question, except you've seen some of these, so you'd guess. But it was, you know, a little quiz. But that's an impossible one to guess. Would you have guessed that the first public university was the University of Georgia?
I would have guessed it would have been somewhere on the East Coast, like
somebody in the
New England area.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 13 original colonies.
Delaware or New Hampshire or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, or even Boston or something. Georgia. In 1825, the Congress approves Indian Territory in Oklahoma, clearing their way. This is a terrible part of American history. For the Eastern Indians, Trail of Tears, where they just took people and threw them out of their land and relocated them. Fortunately for the tribes, they relocated. It was terrible at the time. Lots of people died. But they put them on oil. So they're getting their comeuppance. Karma really is a boomerang. And in 1880, which is what? That would be 135 years ago, exactly.
Yep.
All right, this I think is extraordinary. Received the patent on the incandescent lamp, the very first light bulb. So the light bulb is 135 years old. Could you believe that? Seems much more modern than that, don't you think?
Yeah, it seems like it would have been before then.
Oh no, see, I think it would have been after that. Yeah, don't you think 135 years is a long time ago? See, I would have assumed it was early 1900s.
Okay, see, I would have guessed a little bit sooner than that, but...
Well, that's why we're so good together.
And that's why it was 1880, because I thought it might have been sooner than that, and you thought it might have been later.
So, we were exactly wrong, both of us. The National Geographic Society was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1888. In 1967, the Soviet Union signs the Outer Space Treaty in D.C., banning deployment of nuclear weapons in space. Hard to believe that we actually had to have an agreement to do something. Right. And limiting the use of the moon and other celestial bodies to peaceful purposes. It was kind of embarrassing. The U.S., the U.K., and the Soviet Union had to get together and say, well, we're not going to end civilization as we know it by shooting at each other from outer space. Jeez Louise!
Yeah.
Well, at least they did it, I suppose. In 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second-degree burns to his scalp during the filming of a Pepsi commercial. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. Western Union discontinues its telegram in 2006. We're never going to get a telegram again?
How about that?
Did you realize that they discontinued it?
I didn't realize that they, officially discontinued it. People just didn't do it anymore, but I didn't realize.
Well, that's probably why they just,
Just
9 years ago, because people used to get, the telegrams were always, first of all, the singing telegrams, there was a terrible joke about that. Should I tell the terrible joke?
Go ahead.
I suppose I have to now that I mentioned it. Oh, yeah, Manny, yeah, Joy, just walk right down that plank. I'm just going to be right behind you, sort of waving goodbye to you. All right, so the joke was that it used to be that telegrams came on two occasions, really, either congratulatory, like if somebody was opening on Broadway and Johnny Carson or Jay Leno would send you a telegram and you would put it on your mirror and it would be so exciting, or the birth of a baby, or during the war, to tell bad news. And, for example, during the war, the telegram was almost always a statement that someone had died. So, but singing telegrams were considered very cool. So the story, I've sort of basically just told you the punchline inadvertently. That's why I'm terrible at jokes. So the idea is this guy knocks on this woman's, this guy's door and says, I have a telegram for you. And he said, oh, gosh, I've never gotten a telegram before in my life. This is so exciting. Could you sing it? And the guy says, well, you know, I guess I'm allowed to do it, but, you know, it's just a regular telegram. He said, no, please, just the only telegram I've ever gotten in my life. Could you please sing it? And so the guy goes, da-dum, da-dum, dum, dum, your Auntie Rose is gone. All right, you're booing me, aren't you? All over the world, they're booing me. It's an old, stupid joke. I think my great-grandfather may have told me that joke or something. I think that it's the irony of the fact that telegrams were used really for one of two reasons, either very good or very bad news.
Mm. Wow.
All right, no more jokes. No more jokes. All right. So, let's see, I'm trying to think. There was one story here that I thought, I love these headlines that are completely misleading about what a story is. And one is called The Inherent Paradox of Online Dating. And I think there is the paradox of online dating, but not this article. This article says that basically people who are doing online dating have probably gone through a trauma. And the two traumas that that this dude sort of suggests are either the death of a spouse or an affair. And that both of them, and basically what he's talking about is a one-year rule, but he doesn't even talk about that. I mean, there is an inherent paradox of online dating, which is that it sort of encourages a shopping mentality because there are so many options that, I mean, one of the arguments about dating has always been where you find somebody. And that either you're in a limited circle of friends, so how do you find somebody that you haven't, that you don't already know, or that you haven't already dated, or, and certainly the traditional way that people have met before online dating was in bars, and everybody thought, you know, why would you want to meet somebody in a place that's dark, smoky, and loud, so you can't hear, you can't see, and you can't focus? And of course, everybody said, well, you know, I never go to bars. Well, I actually don't because I don't drink. But so online dating sort of in theory took all of that out. But the problem about it is because there's so many options that it really encourages the shopping mentality of no matter how terrific this person is, there's probably somebody even more terrific right around the corner. So the notion of sort of saying, gee, this is a great person, as opposed to this is my soulmate, or I can't believe it's, you know, that we've never met before. And second of all, that it just doesn't take into consideration chemistry. And sooner or later, that has to be, I think, a part of the dating experience. But none of what she talks about in that particular article, but nevertheless. And as I said, you could sort of say it all you have to do is say the one-year rule, which is that you recover from traumas in your life, breakups for whatever reason, or endings for whatever reason, by focusing on yourself and what you need and what you want, so you're not looking for someone else to kind of heal you, because that's a great way to find yourself in a real predicament, especially for the long term. All right, but one of the stories that I did kind of like, and I thought we'd sort of work on Facebook a little bit about it, and this I like this article a lot because it's completely unexpected, as opposed to, duh, we've seen this before. Here are strategies when you have 5 minutes to try and reduce stress. I was actually talking with somebody this morning who was talking about how stressful her job was. And, well, I guess I'll tell you about it when we return. Hopefully, you're not feeling stressed at this moment. If you are, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Venus, you're on the air. How might I help you today, madam?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
How can my husband and I support our 52-year-old daughter? She is a recovering alcoholic. She's been a year clean, and she also has bipolar. Last year she attempted suicide 3 different times, as a matter of fact. She was drinking heavily with her boyfriend.
Wait a minute. Back me up. So she's been a year sober?
And
she's drinking again?
No. I don't think so, but she is talking about getting back with this boyfriend, and they both are alcoholics, and it got so bad. They lost their home, and she is now in a women's shelter. I just, with her talking about, she's been talking to this man, you know, talking about getting back with him, and I just don't know how to support her. We're supporting her a little bit financially, and we are in our early 70s, and my husband is having to work so that we can help her out.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to approach her.
Okay.
I've told her that I thought it was very risky of her to do this.
What did she say?
So I just don't know how to handle what I say to her or how I support her.
Okay, Venus, let me ask you a couple questions. When you said to her, I think this is risky behavior, what did she say back?
I think she said that, you know, it's pretty much her life. And she, you know, can make the decisions she wants. And she says, I love him and I miss him.
Okay. All right, let me walk you through this a little bit. You said she'd made 3 suicide attempts. When were those during her sobriety or when she was drinking?
When she was drinking.
Okay. So explain that during the last year, would you say, is she on medication for bipolarity?
Yes, she is.
Okay. She's seeing a therapist?
Yes.
She's
a psychiatrist.
Okay, and she's not drinking. She's clean and sober.
Well, she stays in a women's shelter, and they...
They'll toss her out if she starts drinking.
They test her every single night.
Okay, so she's probably not drinking. Tell me about the boyfriend. Do we know if he's clean and sober or not?
No, he is not. He is drinking and living with his mother, and she doesn't try to get him to quit drinking or get him into any kind of facility or anything.
Okay. The good news about this, Venus, is she's going to have a whole lot of people who are going to say to her, your sobriety is more important than he is, because if you don't have your sobriety, you don't have anything. You don't have you.
Mm-hmm.
So to a certain extent, you can kind of soft pedal it, because her therapist is going to say that, the shelter is going to say that, her psychiatrist is going to say that, who's got her on the medication. Everybody's going to be giving her the same message. AA is going to be telling her that. So everybody's going to be telling her the same thing, which is, you know, if he costs you your sobriety, then he's not worth it. Then he doesn't love you. Because people who love each other don't harm each other intentionally. And that would be an intentional harm. Have you said anything of that sort to her?
I have not said that.
That may be a place to start. What I would do at this moment, what do you give her money for? She's in a shelter, so presumably she doesn't have any room or board issues. What do you give her money? How much do you give her, and what is it for?
It's about $250 a month, or $350 a month. And it's insurance for her car.
Okay.
There's some medication that she's taking that is not covered by the program she's in.
Okay. Do you give her the money, or do you pay her bills?
I pay her bills.
Okay, which I think is much smarter. I think giving somebody who has an addiction money is not a wise thing to do. It's putting temptation in the path of somebody who's not very good at resisting temptation. Was she working during any of this time, Venus?
No. She was fired from her job, and we think she was drinking. And then after that, she could never find another job, and it was, you know, the economic downturn, and she's gone through bankruptcy and was actually, I mean, she's had quite a history of being on drugs and alcohol, not taking her medication, and so she was unemployed for about 5 years.
Is she employed now?
No, she is not. She goes into panic attacks, and her mood goes up and down, up and down.
Even on the medication? When she's on the medication?
Even on the medication.
Well, she should be telling her therapist this, because the medication should help with that.
They are, trying to tweak her medication. They keep, you know, changing it. Like every 2 weeks, they monitor her, and they, you know, give her different things, trying out different things. It's working fairly well now. It's the best I've seen her in years.
Good.
And, but, you know, now she's feeling better. She's talking about this boyfriend.
Right. So pretend I'm your daughter. What do you want to say to me?
Okay. Sweetie, don't you think your sobriety is more important than having a relationship with your boyfriend?
I can have both. I can have both, Mom.
Well,
that's what she's going to tell you.
You two people together is like doing the same thing that was disastrous in, before right. and expecting different results.
Well, I think what you're saying is true, but not going to be effective. Let me suggest a different plan for you.
Okay.
Well, first question is, if she's living in a shelter, he's living with his mom, if they get together, where are they going to live?
Actually, I think she did say that to me, but, you know, they were willing to live on the streets
and live in
her car.
Let's figure out what we can do and what we can't do here, all right? You cannot control this kid's behavior because you're not a kid, all right?
Right.
The good news is that she's found the inner strength and the discipline to stay clean and sober for a year. That she's living in a shelter which nobody would view as positive unless they'd lived on the street. So the likelihood of her being willing to go back on the street, you know, is somewhat diminished. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But look, it's kind of like when you're hungry, all you can think about is the next meal. Once you've had something to eat, then you think about maybe good food or you think about going to a movie. So in some ways, this is predictable, and in some ways, it's even healthy. The problem is who he is. So rather than saying, don't do this, what I would say is, first of all, tell me what you want me to do. Because it would seem to me I'm incredibly proud of you about your sobriety. And presumably this is a hard-fought battle that you want to continue. So anything would seem to me, if I were in your shoes, that anything that supports your sobriety is positive. Anything that in any way undermines it is negative. And you're going to get a lot of support from that, as I mentioned earlier in the call, from all the people who are involved with her, because they view her sobriety as sanity. And hopefully she does
right.
as well. So you can, rather than saying you have to choose between him and your sobriety, you can take the other tack that says, I'm really proud of you. I know this is really hard for you, and it's so important that anything that seems to me that supports that is positive, and anything that undermines it, you need to be very cautious about. And you don't even have to mention him, all right? Because she's not stupid, presumably, number one. Number two, of how important your sobriety is to you, but understand that nobody could do this for you. So maybe what you need to do is let him find his sobriety before the two of you try to put together a life. Because if you're sober and he's not, how are you going to tolerate that? And is he going to? You're going to try and make him sober, and you know from your own experience that doesn't work. You have to do that for yourself. And if you can't make him sober, then it may be that he's going to try and make you drunk. And you know how easy that is to fall in. So in other words, instead of saying don't do this, walk her through the possibilities. Number one, we're really proud of you for your sobriety. Number two, we absolutely understand now that you're feeling better, that you want more in your life, which makes a lot of sense. Now, but understand that you had to find your sobriety on your own, and if you're back together with Charlie, you're trying to make him sober, you know that doesn't work. That's something you have to do for yourself. And if you can't make him sober, what are the chances that he's going to try and make you drunk? And is, you know, is that worth the risk? And so walk her through this. You always have the option of saying, I'm not going to pay for this. But I wouldn't do that at this moment. I mean, I think...
That's the one thing I didn't want to do because...
No, I agree. However, what you can say is, look, kiddo, your dad is 70 years old, and he wants to retire, so we can do this for another year. But at some point in the very near future, this is something that we're going to have to shift from our shoulders to yours just because, you know, we're doing this to help you out, and we're willing to do it, but not endlessly. But I think I would focus on the number one, the really positive of how well you've done with your sobriety, how hard that was. How important it is for you and how proud of you we are. And we understand that you want more, which is perfectly sensible. But look at the situation. If he's not sober, you can't make him sober because nobody could make you sober except yourself. So if you can't make him sober, will he try and make you drunk? And is it worth taking that risk?
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's the weather or whether or not I should do something. Get that? That was kind of a little pun. 855-99-DR-JOY. I was talking before about earlier today, talking with someone who was feeling very stressed. And for some reason, we started talking about, she was talking about a Buddha that she had and that it had a place to put a candle. And I said, well, do you light the candles? And she said, yeah, I really love candles, but I really don't light them unless it's a special occasion. And I said, well, I think that's a mistake, that if this is something that I think candles can be very soothing and a lot of them have aromas attached to them. And I said, I think you should go home and light a candle today just because it'll calm you down. And I said, in fact, you should bring one into your office because I think candles can be very soothing. This is one of those stories that I'm not sure I should tell on the air because I'm sure someone from the fire department will call up and douse me. But I used to have a candelabra I had candles in my studio, partially, to be quite honest, in self-defense. When I first started in broadcasting, people were allowed to smoke in studios, which was disgusting, because broadcast studios are basically soundproof, which means they're airtight, so that anything, any of the smells that are in there stay in there. And while most of my colleagues are men, it's not that I don't love all of them, but... So I would bring candles in just basically to kind of offset some of the scents that were already in there. And, you know, and I also have worked, I don't like fluorescent lights in spite of Thomas Alva Edison 135 years ago, because they're very good for plants, not so good for people. So I'd quite often have just candles burning, and people would come in and hang out in my studio because it was kind of soothing. It looked like the Starship Enterprise. Because all the lights and buttons on the consoles would be lit, and I would have a candle, and it would be relatively calm. And then at some point, I found on the street, I found a candelabra, which I just thought was fantastic. It was like this old, looked like something off of Liberace's piano, if you still knew who Liberace was. Well, the Michael Douglas portrayal. At any rate... And so I had candles in there, which is a little more precarious because the other candles that I had would be basically, you know, the thick kind of cylinders. And these would be, you know, there would be in the candelabra, and I think, I don't even know, it had 6 or 8 or 10 or who knows. And I was always very careful, and I always had water nearby, and I never set anything or anyone on fire. But apparently this is not according to code. But she, I mean, I don't know that anybody would notice if she had it in her office. So we're talking about ways of sort of just reducing stress. And as I said, Manny found this article, and I really liked it because most of the stuff is, you know, a lot of the things that are online are things that are so obvious or so old hat or something that I've been talking about for such a long time that I thought, oh, yeah, right, duh. This one wasn't, so I liked it a lot. And I think we actually put something up on Facebook of tell us unusual ways that you reduce stress. I mean, all of us know meditation, and we know exercise, and we know bubble baths, and we know listening to sounds of dolphins and sounds of waves. All right, so those are all great, but we already know this. All right, here's one. The first one is actually the best, to be quite honest. It's to change your, if you only have 5 minutes, change your passwords, which I really loved, because think of how many times a day you put your password into something. And right. So somebody decided that it was a guy who had gone through a really unpleasant divorce, and so he changed his password, because he was really furious. He changed his password to forgive her H3R. Which, I, you know, is great, right?
Yeah.
Instead of reminding yourself how many times a day. Somebody else did quit smoking for the number four ever, because most passwords you have to have a number and a letter and a capital letter.
Mm-hmm. And even some with, like, a special character, like an exclamation point or
yeah.
a pound sign or something.
Yeah. Ampersand something, yeah. So that these were just sort of not only daily reminders but moment-to-moment reminders, not to mention going through and changing all those at the same time gives you a shift of focus from whatever it is that you're worrying about. You're going to have to remember where all your passwords are. Giving somebody a hug. It turns out January 21st is actually Give Someone a Hug Day, which we've missed. But that was did we know that? Did you? I think you did. I think you mentioned it was Give a Hug Day.
Yeah, I think
didn't
so.
You? I think you did. So. You're pretty good about that. And we know that, you know, that skin is the largest organ of our body. So just being touched, it's why, for example, massage is such an effective therapy. So just presumably it's someone that you know and someone that's willing to be hugged. I mean, going up to a stranger on the street and hugging them is probably hug and mug rhyme for a good reason. So be careful about someone that you do know.
Looking back on the previous show prep that we've done, January 21st was... National Hugging Day. It was overshadowed by Squirrel Appreciation Day. That's why I forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about Alvin, and I didn't want to hug any squirrels. I think I hated Alvin and the chipmunks. But there, so Manny is always on top of these things. Pet an animal. I've said before that I was involved in a project in San Francisco. And it had two parts to it, really. And I think both of them dealt with elderly population, because elderly population, especially in California, but every place, can get very isolated. Because as people get older, their families tend to move away. They tend to be busy. As you get older, presumably you're a little less active. You go out a little less. And so it's very easy for elderly people to get isolated. And it's disastrous. So the two things that this study proved, I mean, it was a huge study and very effective, is that that pets at nursing homes in general, but especially in housing for the elderly, worked really well. It didn't make any difference what the pet was. I think they were primarily cats and dogs. And elderly pets often worked really well of an animal who, because they're a little older, isn't quite as frisky and doesn't need as much care and sleeps a lot, worked really well with people who weren't quite as frisky and sleep a lot. So that worked, number one, is that people's mobility and morbidity and mortality went down and their mobility went up. That just it turns out that you release really nice chemicals, serotonin and dopamine, that will calm you. So having a pet, I think probably even a stuffed animal would work. But I think animals in general, as someone said, you know, your kids won't always listen to you, but your dog will. And also that friends are good medicine. That it just don't get isolated. Basically, we talk about square breathing, and square breathing is close. There's also something called 4-7-8, which I like square breathing better, but this is you inhale to the count of four, you hold to the count of seven, and you exhale to the count of, on the eighth count. I think square breathing is much better because it's rhythmic. And the problem about holding your breath for the count of seven, depending on what level of pulmonary health you have, can feel like you're gasping. So try square breathing. And I'll tell you some more when we return, right? 855, good time to call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.